Glad to have you on the third floor for a classical Christmas. I'm Bill Cromwell. This is our third week together for traditional and contemporary sacred and secular works celebrating the season. And again, I'm delighted we're together. For me, it really is the music that makes the season bright. And we'll enjoy a short Bach cantata for Christmas Day later on in the program, plus a brilliant work from Benjamin Britten, and no, it's not the Ceremony of Carols. We'll give that piece another listen next time. No surprise that we'll be hearing from lots of choirs this week, ensembles such as the Monteverdi Choir, the Allura Festival Singers, New York Polyphony, the Choir of King's College, Cambridge, and the St. Thomas Choir of Men and Boys, Fifth Avenue, New York. But we begin with music that, for me, embodies the spirit of the season. Musical meditations from the Middle Ages. I can see the dark halls and cathedrals, flickering candlelight, and shrouds of drifting smoke from fires as people gather to lift their voices in song. And though certainly not from medieval days, I offer now these words to you from Dickens' Christmas Carol. I've been interspersing text throughout these weeks on A Classical Christmas on the Third Floor. And this again from the Christmas Carol. This is Ebenezer's Nephew. I am sure I've always thought of Christmas time when it has come around. Apart from the veneration due to its sacred name and origin, if anything belonging to it can be apart from that, as a good time, a kind, forgiving, charitable, pleasant time, the only time I know of in the long calendar of the year when men and women seem by one consent to open their shut-up hearts freely and to think of people below them as if they really were fellow passengers to the grave and not another race of creatures bound on other journeys. And therefore, Uncle, though it has never put a scrap of gold or silver in my pocket, I believe that it has done me good and will do me good, and I say, God bless it. From Charles Dickens, A Christmas Carol, and now let's go back a whole lot of centuries to music from around the 13th century, performed by Anonymous Four from their recording on Eulis Night. I'm Bill Cromwell. Happy we're together for a classical Christmas on the third floor.
Thank you. Thank you.
beginning our time together for A Classical Christmas on the Third Floor, performance from Anonymous Four from their recording on Eulis Night and music from the Middle Ages. I hope you enjoyed that. I definitely did. There's some kind of purity to that older music from centuries ago, which I very much enjoy. Coming up now, a mix of choral, vocal, and instrumental music, which you would be accustomed to on the Third Floor. We'll begin with a medley from the Robert Shaw Chorale, and then hear a Hodie Christus Natus Est from the Monteverdi Choir, and probably an appearance from the Little Drummer Boy as well, with the St. Olaf Choir, conducted by Anton Armstrong.
Thank you.
Third Floor Mix, a medley from the Robert Shaw Chorale. Very American-sounding production, that. And we also heard from the Monteverdi Choir, conducted by John Elliott Gardner, And finally, Little Drummer Boy, with Anton Armstrong leading the St. Olaf Choir. Our next segment includes Still, Still, Still. In Once in Royal David City, we'll hear the Academy and Chorus of St. Martin in the Fields, conducted by Sir Neville Mariner, plus A Sleigh Ride with the BBC Concert Orchestra, conducted by Leonard Slatkin. Here are some words from author Gladys Tabor, taking us into more music in a moment. Christmas is a bridge. We need bridges as the river of time flows past. Today's Christmas should mean creating happy hours for tomorrow and reliving those of yesterday.
Thank you.
We heard the Academy and Chorus of St. Martin in the Fields just then, conducted by Sir Neville Mariner, and Once in Royal David's City. And in that segment, we also heard the BBC Concert Orchestra, conducted by Leonard Slatkin. And I've got so much more great classical Christmas music coming up for you in the next 2 hours, still quite a long way to go. I'm Bill Cromwell, your listening companion and host. Thanks so much for being with me. If you have an opportunity, go to the Third Floor website, classicalthirdfloor.org. And there you'll find a link to the Public Radio Exchange where you can access over 100 free archived programs, including the Christmas shows for these past weeks. And you can also support the program and learn more about me and the show. Thanks for tuning in. See you in a minute.